So welcome everyone again. Let's see. So who wasn't here last week? Can you raise your hand? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, great. Okay. I think still works out okay. So so I thought I would just do a review, which also really helps us just to kind of reinforce what we heard last week. And then if you're new, it would be helpful to look at Module 5, Talk 1. So that gives a lot more explanation than the little paper that was handed out here that I'll tell you about more later. So just to review, we're now in Module 5. This is Talk 2, and the subject is Working with Emotions. And still, it's all about suffering. Hello. That's what they say about the Buddhists. They are just, you know, people say, oh, they're depressed. They're always talking about suffering. They're really down. But it's not really true. We do talk about suffering a lot. But there's a reason we talk about suffering. Because the point is, we meditate and we're interested in finding out how to attain liberation. So this is a path. The Buddhist path is one of working with our mind to understand how our thoughts and how thoughts drive our actions and how our actions drive us down one road or another. And you can think of it as making grooves in, say, well, I'll use dirt because it seems like it would be easier. But if you're always going down the same path, you're likely to get the same result. If you're always applying anger as the way you're responding to certain situations, you're just digging more and more holes in that road of that particular response and will not likely bring you to a different result. However, if we're able to actually see how our thoughts and reactions cause a certain result to occur, we might be more motivated to be curious about what it is that would shift us out of that groove and into another groove. So I guess we can't use records anymore, but I think of new analogies here, but I think you get the idea. So what is said, the Buddha's first teachings were on the Four Noble Truths. That's what he taught first. And in a way, all of the teachings have some relationship to that. Because the Four Noble Truths are about suffering and the cause of suffering, and cessation, or the end of suffering, and path, how you actually get there. So that's, in a nutshell, every teaching, in a way, of the Buddha really applies somewhere along that path. So it's said that one way to think about suffering and the cause of suffering is suffering arises because of what's called the two obscurations. And we talked about this last week, so there'll be more on the tape online to listen to if you want to hear that. And one is called the knowledge obscurations, and we've touched on that a little bit in the fall, that we have some kind of fixed idea or view of self. And there's a holding on to self. So that's considered an obscuration. From a Buddhist point of view, there is no solid self. So that's a hard concept, and that's why we don't start with that one. And the other hard concept is emptiness, that phenomenon is pervaded by emptiness. And again, we're not going to start there because it's harder to really understand because we have such a fixed view of how we see ourselves and how we see the world. So the second obscuration is kleshas, or disturbing emotions. And because we experience that, we feel it in our body, we notice when we yell at someone or we get out of hand in some way, or we notice, we see our patterns maybe, but we may not, you know, like take a different route perhaps. So the kleshas are considered to be the way in to start opening this space, or you could say loosening the bonds that kind of tie us down. So it's the beginning of clearing away the clouds over the sun. The basic nature we talk about that we all possess is Buddha nature. And that's a very awakened, awakened, free, open space or state. So what we start with are these kleshas. And we did talk about that last time, and I'll mention again what those are. So klesha can mean disturbing emotions or neurotic upheavals. It's the point at which you can sort of feel like someone really said something mean to you, or there's something's irritating. That's just one example, perhaps. And then there's a clutching. You feel it inside somewhere. And then there's sort of an immediate reaction, you know, swearing or, you know, whatever your favorite outlet is. There's some kind of a reaction that comes. It's almost instantaneous in a way. So understanding this process is what we're working on. So we talk about the kleshas in different ways, and the reading by Panlop Rinpoche on working with emotions, it's the last two chapters that's in the book online, talks about different ways of viewing the emotions. So one way is seeing them as poisons, the five poisons, and those are very traditional in Buddhism. One list is passion, aggression, and ignorance, those three. Often you'll see that. We brought in a picture of a tanka, which is a painting. It's the wheel of samsara. You may have seen it at a museum or something. And the center of the wheel is these three animals that represent passion, aggression, and ignorance. Does anyone remember the animals and what they represent?
Rooster, snake, and
pig. Mm-hmm. And do you remember the associations with them?
The aggression, is it rooster?
Think of poisonous.
Well, snake.
Yes. Yeah.
And ignorance is the pig.
Very good. Yeah, and the passion.
Is that the rooster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think of yes, and yeah, what? How much they're active in their world? So that is in the center of the wheel of samsara that starts the spinning around and round. And then we add pride and jealousy or envy. So those are five. So last week we talked about those a little bit, and we talked about actually trying to work with those during the week. We won't discuss that right now, but we will come back together in a few minutes after we do this little exercise. So what we're going to do now is divide into pairs, dyads, and you'll have a chance to work with a partner to talk a little bit more about this in detail. So you can choose not to participate if you wish. You can just sit on the side. If you want to participate, then what we'll be doing is what's called active listening. And active listening is one person speaks and the other person listens but doesn't say anything. And actually, that's a harder job than it first appears to be, because you're not going uh-huh or asking questions or comforting, or you're just being very aware and awake and listening. And then we'll switch. So what we're going to work from, and I'll read these. It's a closer look at the kleshas. What are the kleshas? A Sanskrit word which means conflicted emotions, disturbing emotions, afflicted states of mind, neurotic upheavals. The five poisons we mentioned: passion, which is attachment. It's not loving your job or feeling excited about something. It's about clinging to it or wanting an outcome, so drawing something to you. Aggression is pushing away. Ignorance is ignoring and blocking out. Jealousy or envy, which is rooted in wanting something someone else has. And pride, some sense of kind of puffed up self-importance. So that's a thumbnail sketch. So the questions to ponder, if you wish to do that on your own, or to share if you want to participate. What did you discover about kleshas during the week? And if you didn't participate last week, you may just have things that you can think about that have just happened. Did certain kleshas arise more frequently than others? Which ones? Could you feel the klesha in your body? Where was it located? How did it feel? Can you speak about the kleshas that you were working with in terms of energy without going into the storyline? So this is a very important point in terms of working with kleshas. We talked about the klesha. The formula is klesha equals energy plus storyline. So the storyline is, he did that to me. I really don't like that. And then this whole thing that evolves from that. So it's that you don't have to get into the story of what happened. You just can talk about how it felt to you and in your body, and what the reaction was that you felt. The last one is, did you notice other disturbing emotions that are not on this list of five poisons? And what are they? So, you know, that's another thing to contemplate, and you may have thought about that a little last week, or things may occur to you, or maybe they'll come out in our discussion. Are there any questions at this point? Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do then is rearrange. We're going to, before you get up, I'll explain everything. So we're going to move the chairs back. We're going to put the cushions away, close that, and then we'll basically move the chairs to the side. And when everyone's ready, just stand in the room. Okay? Go.